We learned yesterday in the Braisa. We're going to start on Daf Kof Chof Ches Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. Im Hoysa Tzrich L'Shemen. If a woman who was in labor on Shabbos needed oil, so we learned in the Braisa, the first thing the Braisa says is Mevi L'Shem B'Yad, carried like on the palm of on the hand. That's not enough. You can't get enough oil that way. Bring it in the hair. If you can't get enough that way, bring it in a keli. Ask the Gemara, how could you give us an eitzah of carrying it out in the hair? Whoever's carrying that shemen is going to have to squeeze it out of the hair. And that schita, we spoke earlier in the Masechta, that's one of the Melachos and Shabbos, answers the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tavayu, ain't schita basar. There is no iser schita when you squeeze oil out of hair. Why? So Rashi says, because hair doesn't absorb. And since hair doesn't absorb, that's not called schita. Ravash Yama, I feel a time yesh schita basar, even if you say it is considered, there is schita in the hair. When we say carrying it out in the hair, doesn't mean to actually put it in the hair and squeeze it out. Mevila bekli derech sara, we have a keli, we have a little jug tied to a hair. Why? The kama de efshel shnui mishnin. We don't want it to be carried out in the normal way. We want it to make it as much as a differentiation as possible. So there's a lot to say here. The first thing that the Gemara says here is ain't schit v'sar. There is no squeezing out of there is no squeezing from here. So if so, the Rishonim ask, so why does the Braisa say carry it out in the palm? Carry it out in as the preferential way. Why not say carry it out in the hair? It's just as good. So the Beis Yosef says that even though there is no Issa d'Raisa in squeezing out here, there is an Issa d'Rabbonin. And that's why the Gemara says it's better to carry it in your palm, where there's no Issa at all, than to carry it in squeezing out your hair, which there's a d'Rabbonin. So from here we see the issue of Schita and squeezing something out of your beard is only d'Rabbonin. And that's why if your beard or your hair gets wet, not allowed to actually, if it gets very wet, squeeze out the water. There's an interesting Tzoyis HaShulchan. The Tzoyis HaShulchan says if your mustache gets wet, he says you're allowed to squeeze it out. He says because there's very little liquid that could fall into a mustache. So he says that wouldn't be considered schita. It's a chiddush. Now the question is, if somebody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, what's the halacha? If there's no schita basar, is he allowed to dry himself? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was actually quite makel on a person drying himself when he came out of a mikvah. He says squeezing the hair is certainly, we're saying, not Issa D'Raisa, and you're not squeezing directly out of the hair. You're just putting a towel on the hair or on your beard or on your body. And even if the towel gets wet, as long as he says that you don't get the towel that wet that there'll be so much water in the towel after you dry yourself that you could squeeze out the towel, which is unlikely, there's no problem in drying yourself when you come out of a mikvah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv is a little more machmer. Rabbi Yashiv says a person, when he dries himself coming out of a mikvah, should try to damp himself, put the towel on, but not put it on with a lot of force. Now, the other shaila is, the Braisa said another eitzah, either put it into a keli tied to your hair. So now the Rishonim ask a different question. If you're saying that you're not actually putting in your hair, so you have no problem with schita, you're just attaching a keli to your hair, why is carrying it in your palm a better option than tying a keli to your hair? Because the Braisa says preferably put it in your hand. If not, tie a keli to your hair. Why is tying a keli to your hair less of an eitzah? So they say a very interesting answer. When you put something into a keli, you put oil into a keli, you can't get all the oil out because some of it will adhere to the walls of the keli. But if you have it on your palm and then you smear it on somebody, you could get it completely dry. We want you to take out as little as possible. So if you're going to take it out on the palm of your hand, you won't have any residual. You won't have to take as much as if you take it out in a keli tied to your hair. And the last words we learned were very important words. The kama de efshel shnui mishaninin. As much of a difference you can make, as much of a shinu you should make, you should make. This is the basis of a very, very fundamental shaila in Hilchos Shabbos. Big machlokes rishonim, the Bir Halacha quotes. Is this halacha that you should always try to do with a shinui only a din by a yoledes, by a woman in labor? Or is this a halacha by everybody who's not well? That if you could do something with a shinui, you should do it. Big machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that it's strictly limited to woman in labor. Why is by a woman in labor do we treat it differently? So they say, in Yiddish they say it's a gezinta krank. A woman in labor is part of natural way of life. Women, Baruch Hashem, get pregnant and they have babies, that's part of every day. A person with a disease, that's not the way we want it should be. So that's why, since it's somewhat more of a normal event, we try to do it with a shinui. Others say that this is the halacha by every chayla. We should always try to do it with a shinui where possible. Mr. Brewer seems to be go in that direction, but of course the halacha is only where it doesn't involve any time frame. In other words, if by doing it with a shinui you lose valuable time, there's certainly no shaila that you should not do it with a shinui. But there's a very interesting vart from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says like this. He says that even though the Gemara clearly says that a woman while she's in labor you should do with a shinui, she says that's only while she's in labor. But once she gets into the situation that she's actually in childbirth, so then she's like a regular chayla. And since we just said by a regular chayla, many Rishonim say there is no din of shinui, so she'll have at that point the same din as all other chaylim, and then you don't do a shinui. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, chaya, a woman in labor, kozman shekev psuach, as long as the womb is open, which we'll discuss at length soon, bein amr tzrichanoi, whether she said she needs something, bein loy amr tzrichanoi, whether she didn't say it, mechal nos shabbos, or mechal shabbos and a half. Nista makever, but if the womb is already closed, bein amr tzrichanoi, bein loy amr tzrichanoi, whether she says she needs something, whether not, ein mechal nos shabbos, we're no longer mechal nos shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. That's the way Rav Ashi learned this halacha. However, Mazutra Masni Hachi. Mazutra learned this halacha this way. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Chaya Kozman Shekev Pesuach. A woman, as long as the womb is open, Bein Amra Tzrichani, Bein Amra Ain Tzrichani. Whether this woman is saying she doesn't need it, she's telling us, I don't need it, the halacha is Mechal Nos Shabbos. We're still Mechal Shabbos. The only question is, the woman says she doesn't need it, the doctor says she needs it. So there the halacha will be that we do it for her, according to Mazutra. What's going to be the halacha if the doctor agrees that she doesn't need it? But it's usually done. Should we mechal Shabbos or not? The Ramban says we're not mechal Shabbos. If both she and the doctor feel that it's not necessary, then we don't do it. Nista makever, but once the womb is closed, amr tzrichani, if she says she needs it, mechal nos Shabbos. Don't mechal Shabbos. Loy amr tzrichani, but if she says she didn't say she needs it, and it's already nista makever, ain't mechal nos Shabbos. We're not mechal Shabbos. So now there's a following shaila. It's nista makever, and she says she needs it.
Is that after the
Leida? That's after the Leida. The Gemara will explain all the different stages in a moment. Now the question is like this. It's she says she needs it, and the doctor says she doesn't need it. But it's not that the doctor says it's detrimental. The doctor says she doesn't need it, but she says she needs it. So are we mechal Shabbos or not? So the halacha is mechal Shabbos. Why? It's already after the Leida, and the doctor says she doesn't need it. So the Netziv says a beautiful teretz based on the Gemara we said yesterday. Yesterday we said that a woman who's blind wants the lights on, we put on the light. Now he says, obviously we're not talking in a situation where the doctor needs the light. Because if the doctor needs the light, there's no question that we wouldn't have had the old Gemara. The only reason that the lights are on is because she can't see. She's never blind. It's only for to calm her down. So we see that if a patient's mental stage is important. So if this patient, Taka, the doctor says medically she has no need for it. But if she feels she needs it, that's something that we take into consideration. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Lameima, after quoting this Machloikus Mazutra and Ravashi, Mazutra Masna Lekula, Mazutra is the Mekel, Ravashi Masna Lechum, Ravashi is the Machmer, Hilchasa Kaman, who do we passing like? So he said, Amalai Awach Mazutra. We passing like Mazutra. Why? Because Safik Nefashis Lahakul. Whenever there's a question of Safik Nefashis, we are Makel and we go Lakula. Ask Nara Gemara. We spoke about Psich Zakever, opening the wound. Asked him when Amos at Psich Zakever, when does that begin? Amrabaya, Mishor Shetayshvel Mashaber. For when she sits down on the birthing stool. Rav Huna Bered Rav Shuamar, Misham Shadam Shaisus for Yaris, for when the blood starts flowing, which we would call for when the water is broken. Vamrile, Misham Shachavrisea Noisus Sabagafel. Until she has to be carried, she needs to be supported when she walks, she can't walk in her own. So first of all, the Mishnah Brewer says, Halach Lamaisa, he says, what's going to be the woman feels that she's having labor pains, but she's not at any of these points, but she needs to call a car service, or she needs to call the doctor. Should she wait, or could she call earlier? She says, of course she should call earlier. Once you're at this point, it's going to be too late to call. The Gemara is only talking about things that could wait, but if you have to call a doctor or a midwife or go to the hospital, you should certainly go earlier. Now, there's a very big machlokes rishonim. We have three different stages that the Gemara calls psich sakever. Now, the question is, which is the earliest, which is the latest? So it's a machlokes rishonim. You look into rishonim, every rishon has a different order. But the Ramban says beautiful. He says there's really no specific order. Every woman is different. Some women break their water earlier. Some women break their water later, and they can't walk earlier. See, what the Gemara is not really saying a machlokes. The Gemara is saying any of these three things, whichever is first by this specific woman. Now, ad masai psich sekever, how long does this stage go? Amar bai shloishi yamin, 3 days. Rav Amar, so now, in these 3 days, there are two machlokes rishonim, too. One machlokes rishonim is, when do you start the 3 days counting? Do you start counting them from when she goes into labor? Or do you start counting them from when the baby is born? That's machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, the Lech HaMishnah explains the Rambam. The Rambam says you start from when the baby is born. And the Lech HaMishnah says a Gvalda Gesvara. He says if you're going to start from when the woman is in labor, so what's going to be if a woman's in labor for 2-3 days? So that means as soon as she has the baby, she added the 3 days. He says if you go after the later, it makes sense. So that's why the Mishnah Brewer and the Bi'ur Halacha says that even if you'll agree with the Rishonim, that you do start counting from when she goes into labor, not from the later. However, if you have a woman that had a long labor, she was in labor for a day or two, certainly you won't start counting it from that point and leave her with hardly any time after the later. Now there's another question. When we talk about these 3 days, when we talk about 7 days and 30 days in the Gemara in a moment, how do we count the 3 days? Do we count them at 24-hour time periods? In other words, if now we're at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so we'd say 3 days is from 1 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Or do we say that Wednesday is day number one, even though Wednesday is a couple hours away, the day will be over. Thursday is day number two. Friday is day number three. And Friday evening, when it becomes Shabbos, day three is up. There'll be a very big difference in hours. It's also Machlokes Rishonim. Rava Amar Mishmei Rav Yehuda Sheva. Ramar Leishloshim. Rava says it's 7 days is closing, and some say it's 30 days. Amar Nadai. So Nadai says, Gimel Chaya, for a woman that had a baby, there are three different stages. Gimel, Zayin, Velamet. 3 days, 7 days, and 30 days. Gimel, in the first 3 days, Bein Amr Tzrichani, Bein Loi Amr Tzricha, whether she says she needs it or not, Mechalon Se Shabbos. Zayin, by 7 days, Amr Tzrichani, Mechalon Se Shabbos. If she says she needs something with Mechalon Shabbos, Amr Loi Tzrichani, but if she says, no, I don't need it, Ein Mechalon Se Shabbos. Lamed after 30 days, afilo amr tzrichani. Even if she says I need it, ein mechalon for Shabbos. We're not mechalon Shabbos. Avol oisin al yedei aramoy. What we do is through a guy, we will allow him to do a malach on her behalf. Could amr could Rav Ula berei Rav Eloi? The amr kol tzar chichayim nasa yedei aroy b'Shabbos. We'll let it do for her or for a chayla through a guy. What kind of a chayla? We're talking about a chayla she'ein by sakana. Even if, that he's not, that he doesn't have sakana, a sakana a Jew's allowed to do. Chayla she'ein by sakana, which generally means nafal mishkav, he has to lay in bed. There halach is, you could do malach al yidei a goy. Now, there's two important points to make here. One is the Rajba. The Rajba says, when the Gemara says you're allowed to do through a goy, he expands that that even though normally the halacha is the bishul akum, something that a guy cooks is asur, he says included in this gemara is that if a guy will prepare a food for her, which normally she's not allowed to eat, there's no kashrus issue, but there's the issue of bishul akum. This isur bishul akum, Chazal, when they said Yidei Ramoy, and even though they said bishul akum is asur, here bishul akum will not be asur. It's only a machlokes rishonim where you have to kasher the pats. Now, if a guy cooked in a pot on behalf of a sick person, so he's allowed to eat on Shabbos, so he's allowed to eat it, there's no problem bishul akum. But is that pshat that it's bishul akum that's mutter, or is pshat in such a situation it's there's no din of bishul akum? It's machlokes rishonim. Now there's another shaila. Why are you day a goy are we makel? Because whenever a guy does malach, it can't be more than drabonin. Amir lakum is only drabonin. So there's a big machloik is how to learn pshat in this gemara. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to do a drabonin. So what's going to be if a Jew does it, but he only does a malach drabonin? Will be mutter? Or is pshat in the gemara? The gemara is not just saying that the drabonin's a mutter. The gemara means dafka through a guy. Even if a Jew will do a drabonin, that won't be mutter. Big machloik is rishonim. If there's a situation where there's no sakana, Omer lenachri v'aisi, ask a guy to do the malacha. Omer Yudam Shmuel lechaya lamajoyim for chaya 30 days lemay hilchasa amen hadoi letfila. The hadoi is regarding if she has to go to the mikvah. In those days, the mikvahs were cold. So halacha is that a woman who's within 30 days of childbirth should not go to the mikvah. However, Amar Rava, Lo Yamarin El She'en Bali Ima, that a husband is now with her. Ava Bali Ima, if she's going to have relations with her husband, Bala Mechamata, then the relation will heat, warm her up. Kihada Batid Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda went to the mikveh, to the cold mikveh, Tavul Begol Tosun Yomim Shlevis Nebal. She went to the mikveh, and her husband wasn't there to have a relation with her. Vitzdaninis, and she got sick. Vimta La'as Sabasrei the Rav Pumpadisa. They had to carry her in a bed till Rava in Pumpadisa that they should have relations, and like that, he'll warm up. It's not a question. Yes, you can. Midaraisa. No, she could have Tashmish. Go to the, if she'll have Tashmish, so she could go to the mikveh. But if her husband's not around, don't go to the mikveh. Right after the mikveh. She'll go to the mikveh and then have a relation. She'll have tashmitz. So now the question is, if her husband's not around, why would she want to go to the mikveh? Oh, so some most Rishonim say, because of Tumatara, that she's makbatir everything bataris. The Ritva says, it's a halach lemaisa shayla, from here you see the Ritva says that even a woman whose husband's not around should go to the mikveh. And that's why she's going to mikveh, which is a very big shayla in the Paiskim. There's a Kabbalah from the Satmar Rebbe, that's what I learned, that a person who a woman who has to go to the mikveh should put a knife under her pillow that night if she goes to the mikveh when her husband's not around. Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Ois Madur L'Chai B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to make fire for a woman who was in labor, for Kimpentor. Sovnei L'Chai in. They thought, so they said, strictly for this kind of woman, l'chayil eloi. B'mois hagisham in, b'mois hachayil eloi. Only in the winter when she's cold, but not in the summer. Now, as we finish this sugya, there's a very fundamental shayla. And that is, we're saying that for chayil sheyesh b'sakana, we're allowed to do even through a Jew. Now the question is, when we say we're allowed to do for a Jew, through a Jew, or to a woman the first 3 days, what does that mean? Does that mean we do everything we normally do? Or does every procedure we do have to be examined? Is this a procedure that the patient needs? Let's examine this. Let's say there's a patient in the hospital. In the hospitals, they take the temperature every couple of hours. They take blood pressure every couple of hours. That's the standard operating procedure. But it's not necessarily medically required. The person is laying in the hospital because she had a baby. I don't know if there's a need to take temperature every 2 hours or take a blood pressure. And all these things now are done electronically. So it's all shilas of the raisa. So the machlokes poiskim, machlokes really rare, machlokes rishonim, when we say oisin kol tzarchi chayla, what pshat oisin kol tzarchi chayla? Does it mean we do everything we normally do? Or does it mean we only do whatever he needs? But if he doesn't need, you don't have to do it. Now we begin a new sugi varakozo. In their days, a very common medical treatment was hakazas dam, bloodletting. Amar Rav Chibar Avin, Amar Shmuel. Heik is dam v'netstanen. If somebody had hakazas hadam, bloodletting, and then he's cold, oyslam bedura feel b'tkufas tamas. Even in the summer, you should make him a fire. He needs to warm up. It's very important. Says the Gemara, Shmuel tzoch le'takta d'shaga. Shmuel had a kazas adam, and they didn't have what to make a fire, so they broke a very expensive cheer out of expensive wood. Rabbi Yehuda tzoch le'psur d'yoyna. There was a couch made out of yoyna wood, very expensive, they broke them. The Rava tzoch le'shashifa. To Rava they broke a footstool. V'amle Abaye le'Rava, so Abaye asked Rava, v'kav ma'am shim baltashkes. Baltashkes, you're ruining an expensive piece of furniture. Amle, Batashkus the Gufay definitely. Watching myself is more important. Amri Udam Rav. La'olam yinka adam karis beisoy. A person should sell his ceiling over his head. V'yikach menayim le'raglav. And should buy shoes. So now, the Mefarshim say, why, there's a beautiful verse from Nei Yisoscha. Why is it so important to wear shoes? So he says like this. The earth, when Adam Harishon did the Avera, got cursed. So we don't want that a person should stand with his body on the cursed earth. That's why we should always have something in between ourselves and the floor. And that's why he says, when you go to Makom Kadosh, Sal Nalecha Mi'al Raglecha, then you take off your feet. Why? Because it's Admas Kadosh. That's holy earth. It's not cursed. So there you can put your feet directly on the earth. Only on a cursed earth shouldn't you have your feet. And that's why Rav Shlomo Kluge says, we make a bracha, one of the brachos of Shachar, Sha'asli Katsarki. So a lot of people have the minhag that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they don't say Sha'asli Katsarki, because we don't wear shoes. And Yoloilim Yinka Adam, Kol Tsarche Beisai, Sha'asli Katsarki, is connected to the shoes. Hikas Dam V'ein La Yoichel, but if he did Hakazas Dam, he doesn't know what to eat, Yimka Menalim Shibaragov, then he should sell his shoes. V'yasvim Tsarchisud, then buy what to eat. My Tsarchisud, what do you need to eat after Hakazas Adam? Rav Amabasa, Rav says meat, Shmuel Amayayin, Shmuel says wine. Rav Amabasa, Nafsha Chalaf Nafsha. You lost part of, Ka'adam Hu HaNefesh, the Pasuk says, so you have to replenish the Nefesh you lost with new meat. Shmuel Amayayin, Sumka Chalaf Sumka, you lost red blood, drink red wine. Says the Gemara, Shmuel B'yamad Ovid Milsa, Shmuel on the day that he had a Hakazas Adam, Avdalei Tavshu D'Tachli, they made him a delicacy made out of spleen. Rabbi Yochanan Shossi, Rabbi Yochanan drank that much wine, added Nafik Ti Mi'unei, the smell of the wine came out of his ears. Rabbi Nachman Shossi added Kafet Tachli, he drank so much wine until his own spleen was floating in water. Rabbi Yosef Shossi added Nafik Meruv D'Kisli, he drank that much wine that from where they made the hole for the Hakazas Adam, wine started coming out. Rava Mahada Chamer Batal Satarfi. Rava looked for wine. Machlok said, I learned this. Either from a tree that was 3 years old, which would be a problem of Arla. Others say it was the third wine that came out of that tree. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Rabbanan. Rav Nachman Yitzchak told the Rabbanan, his Talmidim, B'metais v'naichu, I ask you the following favor. B'yoyim d'kivis kaza, on the day that you have hakaza sedam, Omer l'vasaichu, tell your wives, Nachman ikla l'gabon. Rav Nachman's coming. He knew that the wise may not always make such a great dinner. But if Rav Nachman's coming, for sure I'll make a nice dinner. So say Rav Nachman's coming, like that you'll know you get a good supper, and you need it after Hakazas Adam. Says the Gemara, V'kula arumoy osir, it's always also to be dishonest. By high my Rama the Shari. The following, it seems like dishonesty is mutter. What is it? Man the oven milsa. Somebody had Hakazas Adam. He doesn't have enough money to buy wine, to buy meat. So now, in their world, the currency wasn't, you know, a dollar bill is a dollar bill, whether it's a new one or an old one. A quarter is a quarter. Their currency was based on the actual coin, how it looked. This person only had a bad coin. Lisko Zuzumaka, he should come to the store and with his coin that's not so much in currency, but that's what he has. V'leiz l'shef chanusa, and he should go to the store and say, I want to buy. And they'll give him, but I want a taste. They'll give him a taste. Then he'll take out his coin, say, no, this coin we don't want. No deal. And like that he should do to 7 stores, add the tom shir revusa, until he drinks up revius. So the first say it's not really complete dishonesty, because if the storekeeper were willing to take the coin, they'd have a deal. So it's not like you're coming and saying I want to buy when you know you don't want to buy, but it's, you also know that the storekeeper may not want it. Normally you ought not to do that. Here, because of the situation of Akaz Adam, Chazal were a little more makel. V'iloi, if he doesn't even have that, Lech L'shev Ritam Uchmasi, he should eat 7 black dates, V'leisha Mishch B'tzidah, and he should smear oil on his forehead, V'nigni B'shimshin, he should lay in the sun, and lay in the sun. Says the Gemara, Avlet Ashkechei L'shmul, D'gonim B'shimshin, Avlet met Shmul, who is laying in the sun. Omlech Chachmidi Yudoi, you're the smart Jew, Bishim Yavitava, is a bad thing, could be good, because sleeping in the sun, laying in the sun, they knew was already not healthy. Omla Yom Dakazahi. It was the Yom Akazah, that's why I'm doing it. Says Evlohi. That's wrong. Even on Yom Akazah, you should never lay in the sun. El Iki Yom the Malbashim Shibakulishata. There's one day of the year laying in the sun is good. Which day? Yom the Noflabat Kufas Tamas. The day of the summer solstice. And that was that day. However, Shmuel did not want to tell Avlet the guy this secret that he knew that this day the sun works. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tavayu, Kol HaMekel B'Sudah HaKazah, whoever is Mekel not to eat after HaKazah Dom, Mekilayim Mezunos Meshmaim, will not will lose his panosa. Vamloi, Hu Achayiv Loichos, he didn't care about himself, Ani Ochasolam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll worry about him. So the beautiful verse from the Ben Yoyada. He says, we have here a bunch of memories that both Rav and Shmuel said. We need both Rav and Shmuel to say it. So he says like this. Shmuel was a doctor. The patients normally don't listen to the doctors. They say, yeah, the doctors like to scare the patients. So if the Gemara just would have quoted Shmuel, people wouldn't have listened. So they brought Rav in. Rav wasn't a doctor. He was a regular patient like us. And he told you, then people listen. So you have both. You have Shmuel, the doctor, and Rav, another patient. Rav Shmuel Damit Tavaya. Hi, man, the oven milsa. Somebody had a cousin Saddam. Leis of Hech the Kar Zika.
Rav was the one who had the stomach ailment.
Right. Leis of Hech the Kar Zika. He shouldn't go where wind blows. Dilma Shafle Umna. Maybe when he had his blood let, a lot of blood was let out of his body. Umukal Ervisa. So he's down to only a revius of blood, which is the minimum a person could survive with. Now the Osizika, now a wind will come. The Shav Minei, pull that out. Vasli they skana, and he's in big trouble. Says the Gemara, Shmuel have a rug of a milsa bebeisa. Shmuel used to do a kaza sadam in a house, the Shiv Livna Varicha, that had a wall made out of 7.5 bricks. Yoy Mechad Ovid, the Irgish Benafshi, he had Hakaz Adam, he felt something was wrong. Bardik V'chasad Chadaricha, he saw that the half brick was missing, it still was a wall made out of 7 bricks, pretty thick, and prevented the wind from coming in, but he already felt that that draft was having an effect, because he had Hakaz Adam. Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu, High Man David Milsov, somebody had Hakaz Adam, lit the midi, he should taste something for Hoda Leifik, and then go out. Diloy Tamid, if he doesn't immediately taste, Ipog B'Shachva, if he meets a corpse, a nifter, Yorik Ape, his face will turn green. Ipog B'Manda Kotel Nafsha, if he meets somebody who murdered somebody, miss, he'll Chas V'Shalom die. Ipog B'Dover Acher, if he meets up with a chazer, with a swine, Koshel Dover Acher, it could bring Tsaras. Rav Shmuel Damit Tavayu, High Manda Ovin Milsa, if somebody had a cause of Saddam, Lishi Porta, what it called, should take rest for Hodalekum. He shouldn't jump up right after it. Domamar, Hate Varm Kroivin Lamisa Yosman Achaim. The 5 things that could bring a person Chas V'Shalom to Misa. Veilain, Och Vomit, if you jump up right after you eat. Shos Vomit, you jump up right after you drink. Yoshim Vomit, you should jump up right after you sleep. Hekas Dam Vomit. Hekas Dam Vamid, you should have a Kazas Adam and jump up. Shimish Mitosav Imad, or if you have relations, and get up right away. Ask the Magen Avraham, everybody knows that Shulchan Aruch begins, that Yizgaba Adam Kari, that a person should jump up like a lion from the bed. So he says, the pshat is that even though you're supposed to jump up like a lion, but you should wait a moment, you know, you shouldn't wake up and just jump out of bed. Wake up, wait a moment because of this Gemara, and then jump up like a lion. But I know a lot of people that are very makbar on this Magen Avraham. Says the Gemara, Am Shmuel, Pursa the Dama, Kol Tlos and Yomim. Hakazas Adam should be done every 30 days. Obein HaProkim, when a person becomes 40 years old, Yemat. he should do it less often. Rashi says instead of doing it every month, he should do it every 2 months. Or Bena Prakim, when he becomes 60 years old, Yachsav Yamad, he should do it every 3 months. Vamishmul, Persu Bedama, what are the days that are good for Akosu Dam? Chad Bishapsa, Sunday. Arba is Wednesday. Or Malishapsa is Friday. Avashen v'chamishi loy, not Monday and Thursday. Why? D'omamar, Mishesh to Schus Ovis. Only somebody who has Schus Ovis, Yekas Dam Bisheni Bechamishi. He should do Akazas Dam on Monday and Thursday. Everybody else shouldn't. Why? Shebeznin Shalmalo Bishamata Shovin Kechad. We know that Monday and Thursday, one of the Tekonis of Ezra was that the Bezdin were in session Monday and Thursday. So since Bezdin is in session Monday and Thursday, those are the same days that the Bezdin B'Shamayim is in session. So a person, when he goes in for this medical treatment, is in somewhat of danger, so he shouldn't go on such a day when the Bezdin is in session. Ask the Sfas Emes, we know on Monday and Thursday that you may rotzen. That's why Monday and Thursday we say long tachnun. And that's why when a person fasts, he picks Bahab, he picks Monday and Thursday. So what are you saying that Monday and Thursday are the bad days? Monday and Thursday that you may rotzen. Nadag Gemara continues.
But why should you do it Friday?
Because we're going to talk about it. Talk in a minute. Betlos b'Shabbos my tamaloy. What about why not on Tuesday? Says the Gemara Mishum, the kaimalei madim azivi. So Peshat's like this. Rashi explains this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world with seven planets. What are the seven planets? Shatsam Chankal. Shapsam is Shapsi with Saturn. Tzedek is Jupiter. Madim is Mars. Cham is the Sun. Noiga is Venus. Koichev is Mercury. And Levon is the Moon. Now, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you remember from Parshas Bereishis, when did he put up these Ma'iris Berikia? Wednesday, Tuesday night. And the entire world goes with a standard Seder. Starting Tuesday night, the first one is Shapsi, the first hour of Tuesday night, and the second hour is Tzedek, and so on and so on. And since the amount of hours in a week are divisible by seven, the 168 hours in a week, so every Tuesday night it starts the cycle again. We also know, so Madim, which is Mars, red, is a bad planet. Is a planet that speaks about red, about blood. We also know from the Gemara Masechta Pesachim that things that come in even in pairs are dangerous. So what day does Mars, Madam, come out in the even hour? On Tuesday. Now, Tosfos points out that it's not only on Tuesday. On Monday and Tuesday it also comes out in even hours. But they come out in even hours by night. And nobody used to have medical procedures at night. And even on Wednesday, Tosfos says it does come out by day, but it's late in the day, when also people didn't have medical procedures. But on Tuesday, it comes out by day, 8 in the morning, which is where people have medical procedures. So that's why, because then we're under that bad time, they said don't do Hakazas Saddam on Tuesdays. And this is the minute that a lot of people also have, where they don't make Kiddush on Friday nights at 6 o'clock, because the Shah Shish is 6 to 7 Friday nights is the bad mazel, so they don't make Kiddush that time, they wait till 7.
How long does the mazel
last? An hour. What? 1 hour at a time. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Malu Shaps Namikai Mbazivi. On Friday it's also the same. Says the Gemara, Kim the Doshaba Rabim, since people became accustomed to do Akazas Dam on Friday, Shomei Pesoim Hashem. So Rashi says, why do people become accustomed to do Akazas Dam on Friday? Because, like we've been learning, you have to eat a good meal after Akazas Dam. They couldn't afford to have a good meal, but on Friday night they always had good meals. Rashi says they used to eat fish Friday night. Fish is very good to eat after Akazas Dam. So they used to wait to do Akazas Dam on Friday. And now, Shomei Pesoim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the foolish. As a machlokes hapoyskim, when we say, what does that mean? Keeping the doshav rabbim, once people do it, even if they're doing the wrong thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu watches us. So machlokes hapoyskim, is that only applied to things in the Gemara? That the Gemara beferi says, keeping the doshav rabbim, shem, shem, shem? Or is it anything that we see people do something, even if it's not the right thing, we can still say, keeping the doshav rabbim, shem, shem, shem? But Moshe tries to use it in the tshuva for cigarette, for smoking. Amishmul, dalad hu dalad. On Wednesday, which is the fourth day of the month. Daldo Abeso, Wednesday, which is the 14th day of the month. Daldo Esra Arba, Wednesday, which is the 24th day of the month. Daldo Leka Arba Besrei, or the Wednesday, there are normal, there aren't 4 days left to the month. Sakonta. Those are days that are sakonta to do Akasa Sudam. Rosh Chodesh Vishenilai. On Rosh Chodesh, or the day after Rosh Chodesh, Chulsha. If somebody does Akasa Sudam, he'll be weak. Shlishilai. On a third day of the month, sakonet. Actually, sakonet to do hakas sadam. Mal yom tova. If you do hakas sadam erev yontif, chulsha. Mal you'll be shvat. You'll be weak. Mal yom datzarta erev shvus sakanta. It's sakona. The Gemara explain in a moment why. Says the Gemara, because Rabbona kula mal yom tova. Chazal said you shouldn't do hakas sadam any erev yontif. Mishim yom tov datzaris. Since there's specifically an issue not to do it in Erev Shavuos, don't do it any Erev Yontif. What's so bad about Erev Shavuos? The Nafik Bezika, a wind came out on Erev Shavuos, v'shmei Tavach. Tavach means to slaughter. And it said, Elokibu Yisrael Torah, if Klai Yisrael won't accept the Torah, Tavach lula b'srayil admayay, will, so to speak, slaughter them. So Rav Lelo Yopian says, a Mari de Gavart here. He says, that wind came out by Erev Shavuos. When the year we got the Torah, what does that have to do with every year Erev Shavuos? So he says, from here we see that Yom Tovim by Klal Yisrael are not yard sites. On Vav Sivan, there was Kabbalah of Torah a couple thousands of years ago. A Yontif is whatever happened then happens now again. But Yom Mahim, Bazman Hazer. So if the Ruach came out then, that wind, that Tavoyach, comes out every year Erev Shavuos and says, if you're not going to be Makabal the Torah, then we you're in danger. The Bnei Yisoscha says, that's Pshat HaGemara we learned early in the Masechta. The Gemara says, by Chanukah, L'shono Acheres Kovim. The next year they made it a Yontif. So yes, why did you have to wait for the next year? You could have made a Yontif right after the miracle. So he says, because a Yontif is not just a commemoration. A Yontif is that the Zman has a Kedush in it. They needed to wait a year to see if that Zman has the Kedush of the year before. And the Halacha Taki is, that Erev Yontif, you shouldn't do these things. Now the question is like this. What about a surgery in Erev Yontif? So Tzitz Eliezer paskins that if a person has to have elective surgery, he should, and even in elective surgery, generally there's going to be a loss of blood, he should try to avoid having it in Erev Yontif, unless if he doesn't have Erev Yontif, he won't be able to get an appointment, so then he could consider having it. But he should try to avoid having elective surgery on an Erev Yontif. The River of Ephraim, however, paskins, nowadays, what a person has to go for a blood test. Is that called Hakaza Saddam, that you have all these Gemaras? He says a blood test, just taking a drop of blood out, is not called Hakaza Saddam. Says the Gemara, Amishmul, Ochel Chita, if somebody ate wheat, Vehikas Dam, and immediately after that Hakaza Saddam, Lahikas Ala Chita, all the workers for that wheat, that really won't do the job. Vehani Mililirfuah, that's if he's doing Hakaza Saddam because it's a medical procedure. Avil Kuli Mekel, if he's just doing it to let out some blood to lighten the load, that's mutter. Hamekas Dam Shtila Alter, if somebody's Mekas Dam, he should drink right away. Achila Ad Chatzi Mil. Eat, he should wait the amount of time to walk a half a mil. Ask the Gemara, Balu Shtila Alter Ma'ali. Drinking right away is good. Abasa Hachikosh, if you drink afterwards, it's no good. Adim Alaikosh Vilay Ma'ali. It won't help, be helpful, but it won't be beneficial, but it won't be detrimental. Teiku. If you eat after chatzim mil, it's beneficial. Before that, or after that time. Kashi, is it detrimental? It's not detrimental, it's not beneficial. Teiku. Machr's Rav. Maya Karbazizi. 100 cucumbers, you should buy for Zuz. So Rishonim explained like this. Cucumbers is not the best food, it's not the worst food. So, if you could get a good deal on them, buy it. If not, leave it. The same, Meir Reishi, 100 heads of an animal, Bezuzah, if you could get it for a good deal, it's worth it. Meir Sfami, but if they want to sell you the lip of an animal, the like klum, don't spend any money on it, it's useless. Om Rav Yosef, Kevina Bei Rav Yehuna, when I learned Rav Huna's yeshiva, Yom the Fagber Bei Rabbanan, on a day that the yeshiva was closed, that the Rabbanan didn't learn, Amr how you in the Yom the Sevmi. They used to call it a lip day. So Yadana my kama, I didn't know what it meant. But now I know what it means. A lip we just said is worthless. A day where we don't learn is worthless. The Mechfilazah explains like this. Why was it called Yom Tosfami? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our lips that we should say Divrei Torah with our lips. If a day they didn't learn, they said Yom Tosfami. They asked them, what are you doing with your lips? We learned in the Mishnah, the Karshna Tabor, everybody agrees you're allowed to tie the umbilical cord. Rabbi Yossi said you're even allowed to cut it. You're allowed to tie it. You're even allowed to cut it. You're allowed to put the placenta away. They felt if you put the placenta away, that will help the child get warm. But the princesses used to put it into barrels of oil, but nice shvurim b'sivugun shal tzemer, wealthy people in wool, but nice yin b'muchin, they used to put it in shmatas and rags. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav Halach Rav Yosi. The Halach is like Rav Yosi, you could cut it. It's machloikis apayskim. Why do we pass on like Rav Yosi? Is it because it's only a drabbanon, and since it's only drabbanon we're makel, or even if it's the raisa but it's a sakana? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Amar Rav. Even though Chum say you shouldn't cut it, you should only tie it. But Tabish Shnei Tanoikis, when you had twins, they are shechaitchen. You should cut the umbilical cord. My Tam the Menatcha Adodi. It's dangerous if these two umbilical cords get caught up with each other. V'Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav. Kol Amar Pasha Tachacha. Whatever it says in the Parsha in Yecheskel, Oystin L'Chai B'Shabbos. We're allowed to do for a woman who had a baby in Shabbos. There's a Parsha in Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel a nevuah. There was a girl found, a little baby girl found, with nothing. Naked, nothing. And she was taken in, somebody found her in the street, took her in, and took care of her, raised her, and everything, and then she rebelled against him. What's the nimshol? The nimshol is Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found us in Mitzrayim. We say by the Seid Vat Eirim Ve'Eriya, we were nothing. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He brought us to our sin and gave us the Torah, and we rebel against him. So the pasuk says there, Shenemar, Omalatcha b'yoyim alatcha oisach, the child you had in the day he was born, lekaris sarech, ubamayim leirchatz, lemishi, v'hamlech lo emlachta, v'chas lo yichsalta. So now the Gemara explains it. Omalatcha b'yoyim alatcha, a child that's born, so this is what we learned in the Mishnah, mekan shmiyadim savla b'shabbos, that we're allowed to deliver a baby on Shabbos. Lekar sarech, mekan shechot chen atibur. From here we see that you're allowed to cut the umbilical cord. B'Shabbos. V'mayim l'rach gatz l'mishi, mekan shrachsen v'lad b'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash the baby in warm water after it's delivered. V'ham l'chloim chalt, mekan shem l'chloim v'lad b'Shabbos. You're allowed to salt it. They used to salt the baby, put salt on the baby's skin after it was born, because it used to help give the skin, toughen up the skin. They used to wrap the baby in blankets after it's born, that it should stay in shape. And Rishonim asked, we learned the Gemara by Subi Yanuka, that you're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of a baby. And here it says you're allowed to wrap it in a blanket. So Rishonim answer, a Subi Yanuka means to do it with your hands. To actually with your hands go and straighten out the limbs, that we said, like certain Amaroyim was Osir, because that's Tikkun Mona. Here, it's just wrapping the baby in blanket, that's not as much Tikkun Mona, and that's why it's Mutter. Hanulach Mefanim, Hanulach Mefanim, Hanulach Mefanim. You missed a brisk rav, Joey.
I thought you were going to say
that. No. Early, at the beginning. Right, yeah.
It's interesting that the Rav Nachman told them, go and trick your wife, right?
Right.
And the Gemara seems to read into the concept of Harama out of that.